I think that it's often easier for us to ask a stranger for what we might need than someone who we have a relationship with. My parents were not overly affectionate, so I didn't have that kind of nurturing that a lot of people have. But my experience is not uncommon. There are many people who've had, you know, childhoods where their parents weren't particularly affectionate, and they're my clients now.
Hello,
hi.
Rachel.
Hi.
You're Allie?
I am.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Come in.
Thank you.
It's the same thing when you get a tattoo.
I'm gonna set the timer and then we'll just move over to the bed.
Okay.
You're not nervous anymore, are you?
No.
Okay.
Well, hop on.
And we can start out if you want, like we can spoon or we can just sort of connect. And also it's very different when it's, you know, two women.
Right.
So men seem to, like, I don't know, it seems to be easier to cuddle with the opposite sex.
Yeah.
Whatever, but, yeah, so.
I'm New York's first professional cuddler. I offer cuddling sessions to clients who feel the need for some nurturing and comforting touch.
What have you been doing for yourself? I mean, since the breakup, obviously it's great to spend time with family and friends, but are you doing anything like extra special for yourself to help you yourself feel good, you know? I mean, it's a really good time, and I don't know where you are in the process of like getting over him and feeling
actually it's her
happy. Oh, her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, you know, it's fun to like, not fun, but it's really healing to kind of tap into those things that you enjoyed doing as a child when you're going through dealing with a breakup like that and
yeah,
getting over somebody. And perfect world, you know, there'd be absolutely no need for someone to go to someone else for love. It's not love that they're coming here for, but a loving energy and acceptance and nurturing.